आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू इनॉग्युरेट सेंटेनरी सेलिब्रेशंस ऑफ रिवेयर्ड जैन स्पिरिचुअल लीडर आचार्य विद्यानंद जी महाराज इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे। India rejects supplemental award given by illegally constituted Court of Arbitration under Indus Waters Treaty, calls it latest charade at Pakistan's behest to escape accountability as global epicenter of terrorism. Over 4,400 Indian nationals evacuated so far from conflict zones of Iran and Israel under Operation Sindhu. State-run Mazagon Dock shipbuilders to acquire controlling stake in Sri Lanka's Colombo dockyard. And in women's cricket, India to take on England in first T20 international of 5-match series at Nottingham in this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the centenary celebrations of revered Jain spiritual leader and social reformer Acharya Vidyanand ji Maharaj in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The program will mark the formal commencement of a year-long national tribute being organized by the government in collaboration with Bhagwan Mahavir Ahimsa Bharati Trust to honor the 100th birth anniversary of Acharya Vidyanand ji Maharaj. Acharya Vidyanand ji played an instrumental role in the restoration and revival of ancient Jain temples across India and worked for education, especially in Prakrit Jain philosophy and classical languages. India has rejected a ruling issued by the so-called Court of Arbitration on the Kishanganga and Ratle hydroelectric projects situated in the Indian Union territory of Jammu and Kashmir. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry dismissed the supplemental award given by the illegal Court of Arbitration purportedly constituted under the Indus Waters Treaty 1960. The ministry said India has never recognized the legal validity of this Court of Arbitration, terming its constitution a serious breach of the Indus Waters Treaty. It said any proceedings before this forum and any decision taken by it is illegal. The ministry said the Indus Waters Treaty was placed in abeyance by the country after the Pahalgam terrorist attack. The decision was taken in view of Pakistan's support to cross-border terrorism. The ministry stressed that India is no longer bound to perform any of its obligations under the treaty. The External Affairs Ministry said this latest charade at Pakistan's behest is yet another desperate attempt by it to escape accountability for its role as the global epicenter of terrorism. A total of 4,415 Indian nationals have been evacuated so far under Operation Sindhu from conflict zones in Iran and Israel amid the prevailing security situation in West Asia. These included 3,597 from Iran and 818 from Israel in special evacuation flights. The External Affairs Ministry in a statement said 14 Overseas Citizenship of India or OCI card holders, 9 Nepali nationals, 4 Sri Lankan nationals and 1 Iranian spouse of an Indian national were also evacuated from Iran. Bihar has become the first state in the country to launch e-voting facilities through mobile applications in municipal bodies elections and by-polls, which are underway in the state today. Polling is taking place in 6 Nagar Panchayat and 36 other municipal bodies. Voting in the state began at 7 a.m. and will conclude by 5 p.m. For e-voting, voters can cast their votes till 1 p.m. from their homes. State Election Commissioner Deepak Prasad called it a historic day.
ये historical है. Elderly people, physically challenged, या फिर ऐसे लोग जो बहुत ही असाध्य रोगों से ग्रसित हैं, ऐसे लोगों के लिए ये बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण दिन होगा. आज का दिन ये एक नया revolutionary कदम होगा. 50,000 लोगों ने register किया है इसके लिए और ये काफी, चूंकि पहली बार थी तो just एक week का program था registration का और within a week इतने सारे लोगों ने registration किए हैं.
More details from our correspondent.
In Bihar, by rolling out e-voting feature today in municipal bodies polling, the State Election Commission has added another feather in its hat by incorporating a big technological innovation to enhance voters' turnout. It will support the motto of inclusive voting, which is sacrosanct in democracy. The State Election Commission has so far introduced face recognition system for voter verification, optical character recognition system in counting of votes, and digital lock for EVM, making it a pioneer body in adoption of wide range of technology in election process of Panchayati Raj and urban local bodies. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
The National Commission for Women has taken suo motu cognizance of an incident reported from South Kolkata where a law student was allegedly gang-raped within the college premises. The commission has written to Kolkata's Commissioner of Police seeking a detailed action taken report within 3 days. Meanwhile, protests erupted across Kolkata yesterday after one of the prime accused in the gang rape case was identified as Trinamool Congress student leader. Opposition parties have slammed the Mamata Banerjee-led Trinamool Congress government, alleging a nexus between the ruling party leaders and criminal elements. 3 men, including 2 current students and a former student of the law college, have been arrested in connection with the incident. They have been remanded in police custody till Tuesday. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. India's Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, MDL, has decided to acquire a 51% controlling stake in Sri Lanka's largest and most established shipyard, Colombo Dockyard PLC, under a 442 crore rupees deal from Japan's Onomichi Dockyard. The state-run MDL has already signed definitive agreements with Onomichi in this regard. Our correspondent has the details.
The Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders' acquisition of Colombo Dockyard has a strategic victory for both India and Sri Lanka. For India, it strengthens maritime influence in the Indian Ocean region, expanding shipbuilding and repair capacity, and boosting economic and diplomatic ties with Sri Lanka. The deal offers MDL access to a prime location for servicing international shipping routes while freeing up its Indian facilities for defense projects. At the same time, for Sri Lanka, it rescues a critical debt-ridden asset, safeguarding over 3,000 jobs and stabilizing investor confidence. The deal primarily enhances India's strategic presence in Sri Lanka's maritime sector, offering a counterbalance in a region where China has already established a significant foothold through its investments in the Hambantota port. Ahmed Muin Faruqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
Mahanadi Coalfields Limited, MCL, set a new record by producing over 225 million tons of coal in financial year 2024-25, marking a 9% increase compared to the previous financial year. MCL is a subsidiary of Coal India Limited and one of India's leading coal-producing companies. We have a report.
In the financial year 2024-25, MCL supplied 210 million tons of coal to various power stations and other consumers. According to MCL, 98% of this coal was extracted through environmentally friendly surface mining methods. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, Chairman cum Managing Director of MCL, Uday A. Kaole, said that while last year the company loaded an average of 10 rakes per day, the number has now increased to 27 rakes per day.
रेक प्रतिदिन लोड करते थे, इस वर्ष अभी तक हम लोग करीब 27 रेक के एवरेज से लोडिंग कर रहे हैं एंड इसी साल के अंत तक ये आंकड़ा बढ़कर 40 से 50 के बीच में दिखने वाला है. ये पिछले 11 वर्षों के सरकार के विजन एंड सरकार के लगातार मॉनिटरिंग का ये परिणाम है जो महानदी कोलफील्ड्स लिमिटेड इसका लाभान्वित है. हम लाभार्थी है सरकार के इस पॉलिसी का.
टू एंश्योर स्मूथ एंड ट्रांसपेरेंट बिजनेस ऑपरेशंस, MCL इज इंटीग्रेटिंग IT बेस्ड solutions into its internal systems. With Akshit from Sambalpur, Adarsh for Akashwani News.
The country's agriculture and allied sectors have witnessed a remarkable 225% rise in gross value added at current prices, increasing from 1,500 to 2,000 crore rupees in 2011-12 to 4,878,000 crore rupees in 2023-24. According to the National Statistics Office, the gross value of output at constant prices also rose 55% to 2,949,000 crore rupees. The government has denied claims that it is planning to impose a tax on water usage for agricultural purposes. The Jal Shakti Ministry clarified that rumours pertaining to taxation under the new scheme, modernisation of command area development and water management, are baseless and false. According to the ministry, there is no provision under this pilot project nor any directive from the government to necessarily impose user charges on farmers for water usage. US President Donald Trump has said that he has put an end to trade talks with Canada and will soon announce a new tariff rate for that country. In a social media post, President Trump said he is ending talks in response to Ottawa's decision to impose an egregious 3% digital services tax on American tech firms. The tax is set to take effect on Monday, that will be retroactive to 2022. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that judges in lower courts have limited ability to block presidential orders. Orders from lower courts have hampered President Donald Trump's agenda for months. The U.S. president welcomed the court's decision and said that the whole list of his administration's policies can now move forward. In a 6-3 ruling stemming from President Trump's bid to end birthright citizenship, the court said nationwide injunctions issued by individual district court judges likely exceed their authority. Moving on to the world of sports, in women's cricket, India will take on England in the first T20 international of the 5-match series at Trent Bridge in Nottingham this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. We have more from the world of sports in this report.
The highly anticipated 5-match T20 international series between England women and India women kicks off today at Trent Bridge in Nottingham. The match will begin at 7 p.m. IST. England women enter the series in fine form, having recently completed a dominant white ball sweep over West Indies women in May and June. India women too arrive with confidence after their commanding performance in the Sri Lanka women's ODI tri series, which they won in convincing fashion during April and May. The 5-match series is seen a rehearsal for the 2026 Women's World Cup, which will start on 12 June in London. In Asian Snooker Team Championship, India sailed into the semi-finals in Colombo with a commanding 3-0 victory over Qatar. Pankaj Advani set the tone with a dominant 62-24 win over former world champion Ali Abdali. In the doubles, Advani and Brijesh Damani sealed the tie, thrashing the Qatari pair 72-5. And in chess, Indian Grandmaster R. Pragananda won the second edition of the Uzbekistan Masters Cup in Tashkent yesterday. With this title victory, the 19-year-old not only clinched a prestigious international tournament, but also became the number one ranked Indian chess player in the live classical fight ratings for the first time in his career. With Neelam Kaushik, Ajay Kumar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast favourable conditions for further advancement of southwest monsoon over the rest of the country during the next 2 to 3 days. According to IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall activity of northwest, central, east and northeast India is expected during the next 7 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Naresh. India-China discuss de-escalation border row is a front-page headline in the Pioneer. India's treaty arbitration court illegal, says India, writes the Times of India, adding that the court has no jurisdiction on legality of India's actions. Under the headline, student raped in Kolkata Law College, political row erupts. Hindustan Times report that two students and a staffer of a government-run law college in the heart of Kolkata raped a 24-year-old student and hit her with a hockey stick. Very big trade deal with India is a headline in the Asian Age, quoting Trump, adding that a top Indian official in US will hold talks and a bid to finalize it by July 9. The Times of India says Prada, the famous Italian fashion house, has acknowledged that some of the footwear showcased in the spring-summer show in Milan were inspired by the chic Indian footwear from Kolhapur. And finally, good news for travelers using highways. Under the headline, now NHAI app to drive you on route with least load. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Subhadra. Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate the centenary celebrations of revered Jain spiritual leader Acharya Vidyananji Maharaj in New Delhi today. India rejects supplemental award given by illegally constituted Court of Arbitration under Indus Waters Treaty. Over 4,400 Indian nationals evacuated so far from conflict zones of Iran and Israel under Operation Sindhu. state-run Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders to acquire controlling stake in Sri Lanka's Colombo Dockyard, and in women's cricket, India to take on England in first T20 international of five-match series at Nottingham this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.